How do I know if this is even working?
Ladies of the LLLLV.
Thank you. I'll be here all year. Or as long as you listen. Or really just whichever comes first or is better. Okay, I'm gonna stop talking now. Bye! Hello, everyone! I feel like my inner baseball announcer just came out.
Yeah.
Amy?
Sorry, I'm mesmerized by the field. We're sitting right next to the field at Coca-Cola Park. It's very cool. We're obviously a little off-season, but we're excited to talk some baseball.
Coca-Cola! Coca-Cola.
That's the one.
Amy's all the way across the table from me, and she said she likes being far away.
We need a little distance.
I don't know why you say we haven't even seen each other for an entire week. 8 days, actually.
That's true.
I think you missed me.
Yeah.
I think you missed me a lot.
Sure, we'll go with that.
We're here for episode 4, 4 of Ladies of the LV. Like Amy said, we're at the Coca-Cola Park. Really excited about our beautiful guests on today's show, but I just want to point out one more thing. We're drinking champagne, which is amazing. And Amy's not, because she gave it up for Lent.
I'm going to get shamed for this forever. Well, 40 days, 40 nights.
Yeah, 40 days, 40 nights of sacrificing the only thing that brings solace to this world.
Wow, that's a little extreme.
It's not.
Yeah.
It's how I feel, and it's the truth.
I'm doing all right. I'm trucking along.
All right. Amy, I'm sorry. I'm so distracted, because I keep looking out and seeing that hot dog sign, and I just love hot dogs so much.
There's a lot to see, a lot going on.
So the reason we're in the Iron Pigs club level, is this the lounge?
Yes.
Because our two guests, first we have Lindsay Knupp, who is the vice president, let me see if I have this right, vice president of entertainment and marketing?
Yes, marketing and entertainment, same thing.
Marketing and entertainment, which is badass, and I have a million questions for you. But we also have Sarah Kleppiner, or as most people know her, Kleppy, not here, but at other places, who's really nervous right now. She's having a total...
She's frozen.
What am I supposed to do?
You just...
Walk around while we're standing?
No. It's, you know...
Drink more.
Kleppy is... is best friends, like, as tight as you could possibly imagine, with Fifi, who's the mascot here at the Iron Pigs. Like, she pretty much knows everything about her, in and out, up and around.
Pigtails. Large shoes.
Is Fifi a pig?
Yes.
They're
both Iron Pigs.
Okay, I didn't know, because Marvin?
Melvin,
I'm sorry.
Melvin at the, whatever. He's a pug-nosed Plododo, but that's a made-up character.
Oh.
And an Iron Pig is a total real character that we've not made up at all.
Okay. So if you understand what I'm saying, Kleppy just knows Fifi more than anyone else knows Fifi.
Best friends. Total best friends.
Besties. They share a soul, basically. Okay. Anyways, so I have questions for both of you. Well, we both have questions for both of you. But let's start with Lindsay so that Kleppy can drink some more and loosen up a little bit. Okay, so Lindsay, Amy and I were super stalking you.
Oh, good.
Before we came in, and we learned that you created the bacon logo.
Well, I didn't exactly create it, but it was my idea that originated here in a meeting with 4 people, along with a company that actually created all of our logos. So we were brainstorming, and one day, you know, we're trying to create our entire new look, essentially, in 2013 with different brands and logos for Fridays, Saturdays, Sundays. And I said, all right, what is something that anyone would like? You don't have to be an Iron Pigs fan, but you would totally buy the merchandise. And I was like, bacon. People love bacon.
Yeah.
And that's where it kind of originated from. So I didn't create it all or anything, but it was my original idea.
Yeah.
What was the response to that? Were people like, yeah, right away, or
Honestly, there was a lot of back and forth of, well, do we make the bacon look like an LV? It doesn't make sense. It's not iron pigs. There's no iron pigs anywhere. So our merchandise director at the time actually said, was there any way to put iron pigs in the marbling of the bacon? So I'm not sure if you've actually looked at the real logo. That's an on-field logo, but it has iron pigs in the bacon marbling, which was not my idea. Credit Adam Fondle, who now works with Majestic and Fanatics.
He's talking about men on Ladies of the
LV. Sorry.
It's okay.
But he's totally a cool guy. And then our staff, when we shared it with our staff, they're like, no, this will not work. No one will buy that. It is ridiculous. It makes no sense. And the four of us, it was Adam, myself, Kurt Landis, and John Schaefer. And we're like, no, let's just try it. We have to just go for it. The company that created the logo was like, I think it's awesome. We released it, and it was by far our top-selling item that year. We sold bacon hats in all states, different countries. We had to reorder, I think, three different times of all the different orders that we had coming in. We couldn't even keep up with it. So, and now here we are. Bacon USA became our brand and our stamp of Coca-Cola Park. Of course, it's Coca-Cola Park, but we call ourselves Bacon USA.
Yeah.
And that kind of snowballed.
Is it crazy to just, like, walk around and see all these people wearing merch inspired by your original thought, and you're just like, you're welcome.
You're welcome. I don't like to take credit for it. I mean, I've mentioned it a few times in different places, but I'm a very much we person, so I don't really look at it that way, but I'm very proud of the Iron Pigs and our, I guess, risky plays sometimes to just be bold and put a piece of bacon on a cap and just go with it. And a lot of great merchandise pieces have been, you know, designed by other people with that, you know, stamp on there. So it's just been fun. Yes.
Wasn't there like a t-shirt or something at one point that had like a bacon smell to it too?
Oh,
am I,
yeah,
imagining
that? No, you're right.
That really happened.
We said scratch and sniff bacon shirt, but you didn't actually have to scratch it. It just was a sniff shirt that would last through, I think, 12 washes.
Oh, wow.
And it still smelled like bacon. But it came in a bag, so it didn't smell the entire store. You had to kind of open the bag, and then you got the whiff.
Wow. Amy.
That's my kind of shirt.
What
I
a good,
did my research.
What a good memory.
Yeah.
Okay, so... So we also learned, as we were stalking you, that you are originally from Lehigh Valley,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Allentown?
No, I went to Northampton High School.
Oh,
so
okay.
Lehigh Township, yep.
I'm a Rough Rider.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
All right.
Yep.
K-Kid, Rough,
yeah,
Rider, little.
So you went to Shippensburg.
I did.
Talk to me about what was the journey like for you coming back from college and how now you have this incredible title here. Was it something that you had really wanted to do, or was it kind of an unexpected journey?
Honestly, in college, I was just business general, like a general marketing major, and my junior year, I stumbled upon an internship with the Reading Phillies, lucked out, got the internship, and I was like, oh, this is cool, working in baseball. Never thought of this as a career, but went back, graduated, and my dad and family and everyone's like, no, you need a real full-time job. You can't. The only thing in May when you graduate in baseball is an internship, not full-time, because it's already the start of the season. So I went and got a big girl job and was a headhunter in the IT industry for about 6 months, lucked out and got a phone call to come back to the Reading Phillies, got a sales position there, worked there for 2 years while this was being built. And when I worked for the Reading Phillies, I took probably a $10,000 pay cut from what I was doing just to get back into something that I really liked. So my family thought I was crazy. My dad was like, this is ridiculous. Then this was being built. Our general manager at the time of the Reading Phillies turned into being president here. And I said, hey, Chuck, I'm from the Lehigh Valley. The team's in my, you know, hometown team. Like, I'd love to have a chance to work for them. And he's like, all right, well, I'll set you up for an interview. And I... In 2007, before the ballpark was being built, was named the director of promotions and entertainment. So I did that for 7 or 8 years, till 2015, when I then got promoted to vice president of marketing and entertainment. So it's just been hard work, put your nose to the ground and just grind it out and do what you need to do. And I do what the men do. I do what any, I would never ask somebody to do something that I already haven't done. So it's just been my motto of just work hard, do what you need to do, stand out, and earn it.
Yeah.
This seems like a fun place to work. I mean, even in the off season, you guys are always doing something.
Mm-hmm.
You're always planning, I guess, for all the events to come, and you guys have a lot of promotions, I know, throughout the year. I remember a cheesesteak one, I think.
Yeah, yes. All food-related items, Amy.
Are you hungry?
We do a lot of fun promotions during the season, but then also have craft beer festivals, cider and wine festivals, 5Ks. We're halfway through the 5K. You have to eat 10 pieces of bacon and then finish the run. Mm-hmm. So really anything to keep the facility a year-round facility and people coming here and enjoying whatever atmosphere that we have to offer.
Yeah. So, Cleppy, Lindsay is technically your boss.
That is correct.
She's so serious.
Are you okay?
I'm good.
So, would you say, I mean, everything you're hearing her say, like, do you, I feel like it's so great to have such a good leader. What is it like for you as someone who works, you know, for her?
So the thing that stands out to me the most is the one statement that she made, which is, I would never ask anybody to do anything that I haven't done myself, which is 100% true. So she, everything that I have ever done, I know that she's experienced, and I know that she appreciates everything that we do in the promotions department, so much so that she makes our lives so much easier when it comes to everything from scheduling to making sure we have what we need to making sure that we're going in the right direction with the skits and everything and the entertainment that we come up with to do on the field. And I can't really credit that enough, because I know she knows what it's like, so I know it's always coming from a place where it's thought out and really planned in a way that's going to benefit us as employees, but also the whole promotions department, and then in turn all the fans, and then in turn that the entire Iron Pigs organization.
Wow, you should not be nervous, because that was a great answer.
Thanks. Still nervous though. Second glass didn't.
Yeah, I was pushing my glass towards you to refill me, and
oh,
you didn't.
Sorry.
It's okay.
I'm
you were like,
now.
You were
I'm
in the
now.
Zone. Okay, so Amy and I were actually just talking about this in the car, how we often, maybe this isn't what you want to hear, but maybe it also is. We often leave the game like not even knowing who won, because we come and we're just so entertained. And I was saying, like, so many of the skits and things that you do that are interactive with the fans are just like so silly. They make me feel like I'm a kid again. I feel like I'm in Disney when I come here.
That is totally what we want to hear.
Yeah, okay,
that's exactly it.
Like, home run right there.
Okay.
Honestly, and you're not alone. So many people leave and they say, I don't even know who won or lost. I couldn't tell you who won that game. And half the time, I only know if we're doing something that is because we sold victory, like wins, like throwing victory pigs to the crowd, which we used to do, and that might be a sensitive subject to some people that we don't still do. But yeah, I think you're not alone in saying that, which is great for me.
Yeah.
And I even work here and I can say the exact same thing as Lindsay. I go back to school and my students ask me all the time, who won last night's game? And I was like, I think the Iron Pigs, but I'm not 100% sure. But I could tell you exactly what went on in the promotions department, literally from innings, from pregame all the way to inning number 9, exactly what our schedule is and how many t-shirts we threw out and all of that stuff.
And it's affordable too. I mean, I was saying to Veronica, you know, you pay, I don't know, 10, 15 bucks for a lawn seat.
Seven.
It's cheaper.
$7.
You sit out, you know, it's a nice night. It's beautiful. And there's fireworks. It's a good time.
You would think we're getting paid to
like
promote the Iron Pigs.
Clearly,
Amy and I aren't really interested in organized sports.
No.
So if you're coming to a place for just like the ambiance, like a night with your girlfriends in July, what else could you ask for?
Yeah.
You can't. Also,
a lot of my friends over the years, they're now married with children, most of them, but have used this as like a first date.
Yes.
Or like a date place, because you can focus your attention on something, but also talk, but also like, all right, we got to go get another hot dog or another beer. Or,
yeah.
Hey, you know what? I've had enough. I got to go.
And
you didn't
like
lose too much money, and you can kind of walk around and be outside. And
I like that a lot. I don't know if I would come here on a date only because I feel like I have a 12-course meal while I'm here.
It is true.
I'm like, I'm going to get a corn dog, and then I'm going to get a hot dog.
Big turkey leg.
Avoid
that on a date.
The popcorn. I mean, I just can't stop.
Yeah.
I can't stop.
Yeah.
We actually had, so the reason I know Cleppy is because we work together in her. Well, which one do you consider to be like your day job?
The one that's during the day. So that would be, you know, my teaching job. So
well,
that's where
know.
I think that phrase comes from.
Okay, I didn't want to say day job. I wanted to say like your big girl job. But I don't mean to make it seem like this isn't a big girl job.
No, I would definitely say full time. You know, what I do here at the Iron Pigs is part time, but it is definitely a passion. So I am more than lucky enough to say that I am able to do two total jobs that I am completely passionate about. So I get to teach during the day, and I get to work for the promotions team at night, which is, again, something that only so many people can say. But the other part about that is it's an amazing schedule. So as a teacher, I have the summers off, and I know the Iron Pig starts in the spring, but it's predominantly during the spring and then into the summer. So my schedules work out almost perfectly every year, which is more than I can ask for.
Yeah. So Clubby and I teach at the same school. She's also a fourth grade teacher, and she's pretty much the best fourth grade teacher anyone could ever ask for. And the coolest part, Amy, is that she brings her kids to the Iron Pigs on a field trip towards the
really?
End of the year.
That's a great field trip.
Yeah. And sometimes, like, on the bus ride home, she'll tell them about how well she knows Fifi.
Yeah.
And they can't handle it. They just explode.
Their
bodies just explode because they can't even wrap their heads around how cool that is.
That's cool. I don't remember taking cool field trips like that when I was a kid. I mean, it's...
I wish we would have had this here when we were growing up and be able to do a field trip here.
Yeah. Hashtag Swain School. Shout out. Okay, so Lindsay, we also read that you were someone's Woman of the Year.
Rawlings.
Yes.
Yeah, minor league baseball.
So how was that, like, a surprise to you? Did someone nominate you?
It was a surprise. So in all of minor league baseball, the 160 teams, they pick one woman as the executive of the year. So in 2015, I was nominated. I had no idea I was nominated. I got Kurt, our president general manager, called me in his office one day, and he's like, hey, come in here. Closes the door, and he has the speakerphone on. And I hear, hi, Lindsay, how are you? This is Pat. I'm like, Pat? It's like Pat O'Connor with minor league baseball. I was like, oh, hi. And he's like, are you surprised to hear from me? What? Yes. He's like, well, this is one of those times of the year that I get to make some great phone calls and I get to congratulate you of being selected as the Rawlings Female Executive of the Year. And I just turned like bright red. I was like, thank you. He's like, I can tell by your response, you have no idea you were nominated. I'm like, I have no idea I was nominated.
That's so cool.
So it was certainly a humbling experience and a big surprise. And I had to go to the winter meetings and do a speech in front of 1,500 of executives in the field of baseball. And that was probably the hardest speech I ever had to give because, you know, in front of a classroom or even talking on the field about a kid running after a balloon, easy, but to talk about something about yourself is so hard to do in a room full of your colleagues. So
yeah,
it was tough, but it was a great experience and definitely something that I do keep the award in my house on display, which is not something I do with everything that's kind of like a trophy here or there.
Yeah. What can you tell me a key talking point of your speech?
I mentioned the Japanese intern that we had, Morris. He probably was one of the best promotions people that we've had as part of our promo crew. I'm sure Sarah will attest to that.
100% agree.
And he helped me grow in the promotions field just because he was so passionate and would try anything. And I gave him a chance of some kid that didn't speak any English. But Kurt said to me, if that's who you want as your intern, then you'll have to deal with it. Not deal with it, but like you'll have to work with him.
Yeah.
You'll have to stay late. You'll have to fight through the language barrier.
Yeah, yeah.
And he ended up going from intern to full-time to like the best employee, one of the best employees we've ever had here at the Iron Pigs.
Wow.
So I mentioned him, and I think he knows that, but he doesn't really understand like what the whole thing was about because he's now back in Tokyo. But I mentioned him, and I did mention the bacon.
Yeah, so. Making the bacon.
But not to discredit Lindsay, because she took on that challenge, and I can attest to the fact that he was one of the best employees. But I will also say that every employee that has stuck around here at the Iron Pigs, that works directly under her only benefits from her, you know, being her being the boss. Like, I just feel like she leads in a way that is helpful to anybody, whether they're talking, you know, whether they're from a different country or from the same town. But I think it, I don't know. I can't speak to her enough.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's a love fest. See? I'm not leading the love fest.
For once. We always have a love fest on this show. Yeah, usually Veronica's involved.
No, I'm fully supporting this. I'm emotionally invested in your friendship.
But I also didn't even know that it was 160 teams that it was like she got, you know, so 160 teams, that's how many executives on each team, and she got chosen. So I think that's a test to enough that she's amazing at what she does.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't need to be me sitting here and saying it. It could be anybody on the promotions team. It could be anybody in our office. It could be, honestly, any fan from the Lehigh Valley, because they can see it on a daily basis, because you don't do what she does without passion.
Yeah.
You know?
I have kind of a deep question. Uh-oh. To just jump off of that. Do you feel like this industry is it a man's world, or is it, would you say, a little bit more, less of the gender normative? Like, what's been your experience with that?
My experience is that it is a man's world, but the women are starting to really break through. And in my opinion, the women are the ones that get things done. And it's been proven to me here time and time again. And when I talk to people within other teams, that when something really needs to get done, a woman is put in charge of it.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, all the men out there that are listening, but
don't be.
You would also really like to have a woman on your team, I'm sure, to help you with any project, because it just gets done much more efficiently, and it just happens, and you do it.
It gets done.
Yeah. I mean, and there's so, if you look around at any team, I'd say 75% of the people that work in baseball are men.
Yeah.
And they're mostly white men.
Yeah. Listen, so, speak the truth. That's what this is all about. Well, I'm so glad that you're freaking killing it, Amy.
Yes,
ma'am. So, hypothetically speaking, if I were on the promotions team and Amy and I were, like, shooting the shit one day, and I said, I have this idea that we're going to have a log roll race, you know, in the outfield, and it's going to be with the mascots and, like, four fans. Who approves that? Is it you?
I would say, all right, get me the logs. Where are you buying them? Where are you getting them? How much are you spending?
No, yeah. I don't think you know what log roll is, Lindsay.
Log roll is your body.
Oh.
You know, you're just rolling.
I don't
like
know
a log rolling across, because you're just
who knows what that is?
What do you mean?
I only know it because Veronica references it all.
Because
every
kids
day
do it?
No. Please. She just personally references it every day.
I too thought there were actual logs.
Well, thank you. That would also be funny. But okay, forget the log roll. Who, if someone comes up with a crazy promotions idea, because I'm just going back to thinking about all the funny things that go on here.
I want you to tell me all these ideas, because
yes,
I want to use them.
All right. Yes, so are you the person who approves them?
Yes. I mean, okay. I am the one who is in charge of scheduling what those between inning contests are every game.
Yeah.
So when Morris worked here, it was almost like every day I would come in and I would write the game script, and I'd be like, oh, what are we going to do today? And I would brainstorm or have some thoughts in my head, and he's like, why don't I try to put together an idea list for you each homestand? Like, here, Monday's this, I'll put these ideas for you. And we put together a whole laundry list of all the different on-field contests we've done over the years, and then he added a new one every day. Whether we used it or not, it was just like, here's a new one.
Yeah.
So I would take all these things and put them into the game. Now, Rob, who works in the press box, or our video director, kind of helps me with ideas, but I'm constantly, before the season starting, I'll meet with Sarah, I'll meet with all of our promotions crew and say, hey guys, any new ideas, any thoughts, what can we buy? I have a budget of what I can buy for on-field promotions and mm-hmm. contests and costumes and whatever it is. But yeah, let's talk.
Fan favorite is the Dirty Dancing lift between Fifi and why can't I? Oh, Ferris. But who is the other one?
No, Melvin doesn't work with us.
Oh, Melvin is the Phantoms. Yeah. Why do I keep thinking of him?
Probably because we, the Iron Pigs just did an event with them.
Oh, so okay. That's I'm sorry. I definitely love the Iron Pigs.
But he doesn't visit here.
No. So there are some times when the mascots will go to each other's place for special days. For example, recently Ferris and Fifi were just at Melvin's birthday party at the Phantoms game. I think it was last month or 2 months ago, Ferris and Fifi, or maybe it was just Fifi, went to the Reading Royals. That's a hockey team in Reading. The same thing, sometime during the season, Ferris and Fifi will have a joint birthday where they will invite their mascot friends too to come and just partake in silly games and everything that normally goes on during the game, but then it's more mascot-centered in celebration of Ferris and Fifi.
Now back to the Dirty Dancing lift. Does that actually happen, or is this her idea?
No. They did it. They do it.
I've never seen that.
Oh, you need to come. You need
well, they only break it out from time to time. It's not.
So just like Lindsay was saying that, you know, things would get stale if they're happening over and over and over. So from the promotions side of things, she'll schedule all the in-between inning contests and skits. But from the mascot side of things, it is also the promotions team's job to come up with different ideas of how they can keep things current. So whether it's current music, current themes, things happening in the world, whatnot, to create them into some sort of skit or some sort of entertainment to involve the fans so that it keeps things a little bit more interesting. It would be kind of boring if you went and saw the exact same thing over and over and over every time. And that's why I think the promotions are so important with minor league baseball, because just like you said earlier, people don't necessarily come here all the time for the game. People will come here for the promotions and the atmosphere. So that needs to keep changing to keep having people come back.
For sure.
That reminds me of the Easter Sunday game when you tried to mimic some celebrities in the world.
Listen, it
was not your fault. Not your fault at all. I approved it.
We very, very rarely have Easter at the end of April, and we did, and it happenstanced to be on a game day. So the mascots thought it would be a great idea to, well, what's Easter? Easter bunnies, Playboy bunnies. So it was, there was a skit that included.
No, it was pregame. You came out.
Sorry. Ferris came out in a Hugh Hefner robe, and Fifi came out in a Playboy bunny tank top. And
with
just,
bunny ears?
With bunny ears, a bunny tail, and just her little bloomers. And
thought
it was going to be the funniest idea ever, and people would really, really love it and enjoy it. And Ferris and Fifi weren't even off of the field by the time we had fans running to Lindsay and running to guest services to complain about how appalled they were.
Really?
I had to send them back into mainly because of the Playboy Bunny logo. Kids were like, "What's that bunny, mommy?" And I was like, "Oh, it's Easter Sunday."
Yeah.
And now you're explaining a Playboy Bunny logo to your child. I'm sorry.
But it's amazing to me.
I apologize, we'll change.
It's amazing to me, and I say this all the time. I was actually just talking about this today, earlier today, where it's amazing the things people will get offended by. Because no matter what you do, somebody will get offended and complain, and you just have to figure out what is going to be appropriate and the least offensive to everybody. I mean, there was a time Ferris pooped, quote unquote, on the field during a base race. You know, the idea is for the base race, and sorry for anybody listening, but the idea for a base race is to let the kid win and do something funny along the way. Well, so Ferris got a magazine and pooped right on the middle of the field. And again, everybody thought it was hilarious. Well, when you have people complaining about it, so much so that you have to, like, call and apologize.
Oh, gosh.
It just gets, you know.
Did you have to call and apologize?
I didn't have to call and apologize for that one. I did have to call. Well, sorry. Some people on the promotions team had to call and apologize for messing up people's hair.
Like in the suites.
Yeah. People
sometimes,
get really stuffy.
Sometimes in the suites, Fifi gets a little handsy.
Yeah.
She likes to like squirt a water gun.
Listen, on she, you. From what I know about her, she is off the cuff, and it's even at the expense sometimes of one or two people. It's if it's making the crowd laugh, then you know, one or two versus 35. Sometimes you got to go with the odds.
See, what we try to do, and I think it's been our motto from year one, is in any minor league baseball team, you try. There's a gray line where it's offensive on one side and it's appropriate on the other side, and you want to walk the gray line in the middle.
Yeah.
You don't want to offend anyone, but you want to be funny. You don't want to be too PG.
Yeah.
You know, that's no fun for it. Like, dressing in drag to some people these days is offensive. For us, it's been like, so, you know, it's funny. Like, guys are in dresses. We're not trying to make fun of anybody or any race or sexual whatever it is, like, yeah. We're just dressing in drag.
Yeah.
And doing a dance.
You're keeping it light.
Yeah, like, but some people are so super sensitive.
Yeah. Well, I personally have never been offended by anything. You know, I actually was on the field once with Fifi.
Really?
It was, like, the seventh inning stretch, I want to say. And it was, like, follow the leader. And there was a Swain teacher party happening on the party porch. A very generous parent donated the party porch reservation to the Swain teachers. I don't think they had any idea what they were getting themselves into.
They did not, from what I understand.
We had an incredible time, and a couple of us teachers went out to follow Fifi because we're pretty tight with her, and she actually smacked the umpire's booty.
Really?
Thinking that none of the teachers would follow along, and we all did. Every single one of us.
But that's what you were trying to do.
It was funny. It was, so I don't.
It was hilarious. And I will say, I think Fifi, if I know her as well as I think I do, loved every single minute of it. And that's the goal, that not only, you can tell when somebody is having fun because everybody else is having fun. You know, I have seen my fair share of people that are out on the field, and maybe they're good contestants, maybe they're not good contestants, maybe they're good or not good mascots or whatnot. And you can tell the people that are good because they're also having a good time and enjoying what they're doing.
Now, did you guys do the lift?
Oh, back to the dirty dancing lift.
It's my fave.
That seems like a good opportunity to do it, right?
Well, no, it wasn't with
Ferris
me.
Ferris and Fifi do the lift.
But it's, they like, don't actually...
So
I want to give it away.
If I remember correctly, I'm going to give it away. I'm going to, okay. Because Ferris cops
Spoiler
out.
Spoiler alert.
Well, you'll just have to find out the next time it's happening to see it in person.
Yes, yeah. Ferris cops out, and it's this beautiful dance mimicking the actual dirty dancing dance that's
timeless.
In the movie. Yes, it's timeless. And they get to the lift part, and the crowd goes wild. And Fifi leaps into the air, feet off of the ground, and Ferris chickens out and moves, and Fifi face plants
belly
on the ground. Yes.
Puppy, that was such a beautifully visual journey for me. I felt like a first grader, and you were reading a book to me.
I just really, it is one of those things where I can visualize every aspect of it because it is a perfect skit, and I wish that it could happen every day, but again, you need
variety.
God damn it.
I feel
it.
Like Ferris needs to get it together. I mean, that's kind of disrespectful to the Sways, right?
Listen,
Ferris, that's his MO, though, is that he just doesn't have it together.
Yeah.
Fifi's got it way more together than Ferris.
Oh, yeah. Gotcha. Yeah.
So Fifi is a feminist, I feel.
I think Fifi definitely is pro woman for sure, and wants women to be, you know, in the limelight.
Does Fifi, I mean, maybe she's talked to you about it before, does she ever get nervous before a big game where it's her job to please roughly 8% of the Lehigh Valley's population?
Yeah, for sure. There's, I think, you know, this is year 11 at the Iron Pigs, and it amazes me how, and again, all of these things she's expressed to me. She doesn't talk, so it's a special language.
Telepathic.
For sure. And she's expressed to me even after, I mean, if you think about it, 70 games, 11 years, blah, blah, right? So it's about 700 plus games that have happened here already.
Did you just do that math in your brain?
Well, she's a math teacher.
It's really just 7 times 10 because we're going into our you know.
Whatevs. Okay. Her math is incredible.
Not that difficult, but.
Oh, I thought we were shaking hands.
No. Sorry. I'm just glass. Helping you out here.
Thank you.
So, yeah, it's amazing to me after 700 games that butterflies can still happen before you go out and, you know, have to do the lift or have to do a new skit.
Do you know what makes Fifi the most nervous? I'm just asking a question. Like, what do you think is her most nervous moment?
Please welcome our third co-host.
I'm sorry.
Lindsay Knapp. No, I love that. She's also refilling my champagne glass. So hashtag love Lindsay.
This is how I won these awards.
Yes. Yeah. What does make her the most nervous?
I think making her the most nervous is probably one of two things. Performing something new and also remembering the dance steps. So Fifi is, I don't know how else to put it other than a freaking amazing dancer.
Ferris isn't half bad either. I mean, Fifi definitely
listen,
kills
that's true. If I know Fifi, I know that when she's out and about, if she starts to dance, the dance floor literally clears itself. Yes. People do not want to get in her way.
Yeah, because she commands a room.
She, if I know Fifi, she takes the cake in dancing.
So the thing is, and it's so spontaneous and off the cuff and just feels the music. However, when it has to be a scripted dance, not necessarily remembering the moves, but making sure you get them in the right order and do them properly, that definitely is the top of the butterfly list. I think.
Wow. That's Fifi my way. You know, I'm a musical director.
Listen, I know I have been in the room when Fifi and Ferris are planning out their dance moves, and the only way that they can plan them is they know about probably 20 moves, and they just keep putting the same moves in a different order.
Okay.
That's so fantastic, though. Nice. Brilliant.
And the only way they can remember them are by keywords. So, for example, there's a move that is called, like, bear poop in the woods, because it's a specific move that looks like a bear pooping and moving in the woods. Or sunflower and sunflower
Did
and
Fifi
butterfly.
Come up with these names?
Yeah, I think she's mostly to credit for them.
Sounds
because,
like her.
Again, she feels the music, mm-hmm. You know?
It overtakes her body.
Yeah.
Yep.
This is quite an experience. I feel like I have to come and see this.
You need to come way more often. If you don't understand what we're talking about, that means you need to come more often.
Redheads unite.
Mascot skits are in the fifth inning. So definitely pay attention in the fifth inning.
See, the innings go so fast for me. I'm very present for, like, innings one and two. I get the large beer.
So and that keeps your attention.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm in a good zone. And then by number five, I just think everything is hilarious. And I have no idea what's going on in the game.
/ you're drunk.
Also, it's just a headspace, you know?
I'm jealous. I don't think I've ever been drunk during an Iron Pigs game. We do get one or two games off. So I have actually experienced a game as a fan.
Mm-hmm. You should. That would be
to,
good.
Like, see it from a different level.
Yeah.
But yeah, I haven't been drunk during an Iron
Pigs
game.
Well, Amy and I will come on your off game.
Yeah.
And we will help you in that endeavor. Because Lent will be over by then. Right,
yeah,
Amy?
Lent is actually over before the season starts.
Well, look at that.
Well, we're going to come and celebrate Redheads Unite.
Yes.
I'm at the table with two beautiful redheads.
It's rare.
It doesn't
this
happen
is
very
rare.
Often.
I know.
Yeah.
Lindsay, we got to stick slacking. Together.
Yeah.
All right, so we like to close our podcasts with some consistent questions. They're repeats. Do you remember them, Amy?
I remember one of them.
Would you like to ask? You can choose who you ask it to.
Well, are we doing both?
Yeah, we'll do both. So I'll ask whichever one you don't.
All right, well, one of the questions is, we find it's a question that some women have a hard time answering, but we want to know, what do you like most about yourself?
But myself, not my job.
Yourself. Either one of you can go first.
Your damn self.
Yeah, it's hard. Sometimes we can't compliment ourselves.
I think,
right?
For me, it's probably the best thing about myself, but also the worst thing is that I put everybody else first. Like, I will give the shirt off my back for anybody. I will bend over backwards for somebody. I will make sure you have food before I do. It's just been... I'm a nurturing person, so I want to make sure everyone else is taken care of and having a good time before I even worry about me. Did I take your answer?
Yes, you did.
We are very similar.
We are very. I agree with that.
Wait, but I feel like you're saying it in as if it's like not a good thing.
Well, it's the only reason it's not a good thing is because sometimes you need to put yourself first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, being very candid right now, like I am still a single woman, not married, no children, because I've put one, my career first, and two, everybody else first.
Do you want to, like, release your Instagram handle in case people are interested?
Let me know if you're single out there and want to date.
No, but I see what you're saying. It's like, you have to put your oxygen mask on in the plane before you can help other people. So,
wow, that's so deep.
That is a good analogy.
Why do you have, you have to do that so that you can take care of the people. You have to take care of yourself first before you can take care of people around you. But it's not a bad thing, it's a beautiful thing, but it sort of puts like your priorities on the back burner in some realms, not in like your career, but in your romantical life.
Sure. Yes.
Well, Lindsay, I think whoever meets you and falls in love with you should just be obsessed with you and come to every game and wear bacon hats. And I can
Are
see
you guys
it.
Listening out there?
Yeah. I can see it happening. I mean, true or false, your future significant other would get free Iron Pigs tickets for life.
True.
Okay. Hello, people. What are you waiting for? She's here.
She's a catch, obviously.
Yes.
Free tickets.
Okay, Kleppy. Do you want a different question or do you want to answer that one too?
I can answer the same question. I would retweet exactly what Lindsay just said, that would be mine as well. But if I had to choose something different, I would say something that I like about myself is my sense of humor. I think that I can make light of almost any situation, even if it is not the best situation. I can also see fault in that, but I think that that is something that helps me teaching, and it also helps me at the Iron Pigs, because you never know what you're going to get dealt with, and every day is different. But if I can always see the glass half full of that and make light of it, then I think that helps me in what I can do best.
Everyone likes to laugh. You need to laugh. It's true.
I would like to give Kleppy a quick accolade, if it's okay with everyone at the table.
Yeah.
So Kleppy and I traveled to Africa together last summer, and one thing I really noticed about you that I loved about you so much was that I am not a very present person. I'm always thinking about the next thing I'm going to do or next week or things that I need to get done. And Kleppy is so present, so much so that I'm like, oh my, like it makes me feel inadequate in my mindfulness, because we would be driving down the streets of Kenya or on safari or looking at things, and she would notice the littlest things and like talk about them for 5 minutes, about the way the sun was setting or the way the tree hit something or the way that animal ran or the way the kids were looking at something, or I mean just like the smallest things that you could think of. And it was the first time I really noticed it about you, but you are one of the most present people I've ever met in my whole life.
I couldn't agree more with that. Yeah.
It's a beautiful quality.
Wonderful.
And it's very rare. But yeah. I feel like people today are so forward focused, and you can honestly, rushing. And when you put your head on the pillow at night, you know that you absorbed every single moment of your day.
Listen, stop and smell the roses. It's not just a, you know, mantra. It's whatever more than a mantra.
Real life. It's real life.
It's one level up from a mantra. Okay, so one final question is, finish the sentence. If women ran the world, blank.
Can you go first on this one?
Shit would get done. That was my first instinct.
We've
and
heard that
I wouldn't
before.
Change
mm-hmm.
that.
That's a popular answer. Yep.
I just feel like whatever it is, I mean, because everybody has different opinions and different ideas, but as Lindsay said earlier, there's not that many executives in baseball, women, there's not, you know, so, but every time something, a real project needs to get done, a woman is put in charge because of that fact. Things would happen, period.
No pun intended.
Lindsay? The world would be a better place is what comes to my mind. Because we're just at, you know, at our core, I think more nurturing, more caring, more thoughtful. And those things do play into decisions that you make in life and in business and in whatever.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. That's my answer.
Guys, you are freaking killing it.
Killing it.
Listen, the whole point of Ladies of the LV is to put the spotlight on women who are making a difference every single day just by being who they are. And I feel like we're looking at two of them right now. I'm looking at three, actually.
Oh, you.
If you get me a mirror, it's four.
Oh.
JK, JK.
No, but really.
Amy, do you have any final thoughts before we sign off?
No, you guys killed it. Thank you for speaking with us.
Are you jealous you're not
cheers.
Four glasses in of champagne?
Yeah.
Should we cheers? Listen, you may not know it to our listeners out there, but we do a great job of refilling without you even knowing. Well, maybe you do know if you hear it. It's possible. All right. Thank you to Lindsay Knapp and Sarah Kleppinger for being on Ladies of the LV. Google them, follow them, come to the Iron Pigs. It's an amazing place. And thank your promotions team for your fun time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Tickets went on sale today, right,
for this season? They did. Single game tickets on sale now.
Single game tickets.
IronPigsBaseball.com. Selfless plug.
Visit it. Call them. Thanks, Amy. Thanks, everyone. Bye. On behalf of everyone at Ladies of the LV, and by everyone I mean just me and Amy, don't be salty, Amy, I said your name. I would really like to thank you for listening, and if you like what you hear, please head over to iTunes and subscribe for future episodes, because we're going to have a lot of badass females on here. And by a lot, I mean hundreds, maybe even millions. Can anyone tell me the exact population of the Lehigh Valley? I don't know why I have to be so aggressive with numbers. Oh my goodness. Anyway, also, please feel free to visit veronicawithaglassofbubbly.com, where we have the podcasts and more blogs and fun things for you to read while you're sipping on a glass of champagne or the bottle. No judgment. We all do what we need to do.